Corpus Christi comes back. This is Murphy Gibbons. The storm on Sunday, September the 14th, 1919, took a heavy toll. On North Beach, many of the town's finest homes were swept away. Only three structures were left standing, along with a sea of mud covered with splintered buildings. The causeway was smashed and the railroad trestle badly damaged. The old beach section of the city was a mass of wreckage. Mud and muck from the bay and tons of storm debris littered the downtown. Great drift piles of piers, boats, shattered homes, bathtubs, cisterns, and cotton bales formed on the streets below the bluff. Every able-bodied man was drafted to shovel up debris and search for bodies. The rubber was piled on one side of the street to create a passageway. Bodies were dug out from under collapsed buildings and laid in rows at the courthouse. At Indian Point and White Point, they were buried in mass graves. A month later, they were dug up, floated across the bay on a barge, and reburied at Rose Hill. Downtown businesses held storm sales to recoup from their losses. Many had no insurance. At George Allen's, fine furniture was covered with thick black oil from ruptured oil tanks. At Lim Loving's men's store, flood-damaged ties and shirts were hung up on wires. Roy Miller, publisher of The Caller, wrote a series of editorials called Now is the Time to Obtain a Deepwater Port. The paper printed a comeback edition on Thanksgiving Day with a message that Corpus Christi was coming back from the storm. 7 years later, on September the 14th, 1926, the anniversary of the storm, the port of Corpus Christi was dedicated. As the city celebrated, there was little evidence of that destructive hurricane. The city lived through a terrible ordeal in 1919 to reach that momentous event in 1926. The 1919 hurricane was the single greatest disaster in Corpus Christi's history, but tragic as it was, it opened the door for a new city. That was 100 years ago. This is the last of a series on the 1919 storm. This is Murphy Gibbons.